Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but never duplicated. And how can I say that? Bottom line is, I was the original OG. That's right. Started doing radio back in 1984 when I was a kid. And, of course, 1994, we hit the internet and haven't looked back. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the Sports Byline Studios in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. This is the Sunday edition. We'll have 2 hours, 7 to July 5th, 2026. But we'll have a two-hour show. Of course, we'll bring in the retired HBO Godfather a little bit later. Larry Merchant, of course. Tommy D will be here, and of course, we'll spend some time with Barry Rabbits. Barry Rabbits, of course, the British boxing hero, being here talking boxing in the studio is an hour number two. Now, last night, of course, they had a card from Cleveland, Ohio, and bottom line is they missed Don King. They missed Don King because somehow the event was a success, but the fight sucked. That's the best way to put it. Of course, Tommy D will be here in a little bit, and he was ringside, but I have to say this, Shushu Carrington, you know, shoo shoo suing means go away, shoo shoo, go away. Well, he fought so bad last night that he should go away. In fact, he got drubbed by the zone crew, not only ringside, but that desk, that panel they have above, and with Sean Porter and Tim Bradley and those people like that. And the bottom line is, you know, he looked bad. He just looked bad. He looked like a guy that had the Floyd Mayweather mindset. Now, there's, I'll throw a jab, I'll throw a right hand, but I really won't throw anything after that. And he really didn't outpunch the other guy. He out-touched him. I don't want to watch fights where guys touch other guys. I want to see punches. I mean, that's what you want to see. This is professional boxing. This is not fencing. And that's what Shushu looked last night. Shushu, go away. He looked like a professional fencer. And there's no other way to put it. There's absolutely no other way to put it. He was a 20-to-1 favorite. He should have went out there and smoked that guy like a Bronx blunt. Instead, the guy looked sturdy. The guy looked pretty good at times. I mean, the bottom line is, Shushu ain't what people say is. Of course, Tommy D will be here to defend him in a little while, but he's still undefeated. And he, of course, he is the WBC featherweight champion, beating Rene Palacios. Palacios coming in 19-0, leaves with a 12-round decision, scores with 118-110. Of course, big one-sided score, no doubt about that. But this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. More after the break, right here on Sports Byline.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device. It's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. Call us to get your CareWatch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, I'm on Ring Talk, and as you know, this is one of the first shows that got onto the internet. My friend Pedro is a true fighter in his own mind, I should say, but he really is. I seen him exercising the other day, getting ready for somebody. I don't know who it is, because everybody is taking shots at him, so I see him getting himself in good condition so that he could fire back. Never been one to say die, never been one to hide out. He comes on, damn near torpedoes, full steam ahead.
So I'm at the Times Square Gym in New York City for a WBC convention, right? And Saul Mambi, the former two-time world junior welterweight champion, anyway, he and I spar. And he lets me look good. He makes me look like I'm the world champion. I kid you not. He was doing me a favor, and he did me a favor in front of the entire press. I couldn't believe I could even be. I look spectacular, okay? But he let me. Saul Mambi, may you rest in peace. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, last night, Cleveland, Ohio, Don King was in the house, but he should have been. Straight up in the main event, Abdullah Mason moves to 21 and zip. Now, of course, a TKO winner over Albert Bell. I thought that Albert Bell came to fight. There was absolutely no doubt about it. When they stopped that fight in the, it was like one of the worst stoppages in the 12th round. It was one of the worst stoppages I've ever seen in my life. And Mark Nelson, I knew his father. His father was a pretty good referee as well, but I can't remember his name right now. But Mark Nelson pulled one of the biggest gaffes I've ever seen in my life. I mean, just the biggest gaffes ever. And for some reason, how can I put this? It just was a bad call. It just smelled. I mean, they should have just let it go. Just like that Rico and Oleg Usyk fight of a couple weeks ago. Speaking of Oleg Usyk, we'll get into that with Tommy D in a couple of minutes. But straight up, Oleg Usyk has given up his four title belts because he's going to fight for Dana White. I hope you rot in hell for that. Straight up, I do. I mean, Oleg Usyk, never my favorite guy. Probably the most. Listen, if ever there's been a guy that's been used, that's been tagged great, and he really isn't all that good. He's okay. Because if you put him up against all the other world heavyweight champions in history, he'd probably lose to them all. So he's not one of the pound-for-pound great. Pound-for-pound what? Maybe of this era, because this heavyweight era is so bad. I mean, Bailey in the other room, if I had him in shape and he was over 200 pounds, he'd be a world-ranked heavyweight. He would. I mean, that's how inferior the heavyweight division is right now. Am I getting too bad on? Let's go back to the card last night in Florida, in Cleveland. Of course, that was a stoppage in the 12th round, but Mason was ahead on the scorecards, 106, 103, 107, 102, and 107, 102. Of course, Bell won the first five or six rounds, but after that, he sort of went downhill. But still, you shouldn't have stopped it like that. Mark, shame on you. No doubt about that. Your daddy, if he's still alive, he's saying to you on the phone, Mark, you screwed up. Next fight, of course, Bruce Shushu Carrington. That's his name, Shushu. I wish he would just go away because after last night's performance, because he was a 20-1 favorite, and he fought like a professional fencer. That's the best way I can put it. It's like they were fencing each other, or he was playing pickleball. Maybe pickleball. Maybe that's playing. Maybe that's what he should do. Maybe Bruce should retire. Shushu should go off and play pickleball or something like that, because boxing just ain't his thing. Last night, he sucked. Tommy D's going to come on here and try to defend him this time, but he was horrible. He was horrible for the eyes. He was horrible for the fans. He was horrible for his own image. I mean, he did nothing last night except get a win and get paid. That was it. I mean, nothing else. He accomplished nothing else. If anything, his stock value dropped so bad that people aren't even talking about him in Espinosa anymore. Of course, we were talking about him and Espinosa, who's Rafael, that lanky guy from in Mexico. But the bottom line is they were supposed to hook it up or want to hook it up. But no, I don't want to see that fight. It's not going to happen. Anyway, Bruce Carrington, a 12-round winner of Rene Palacios. Palacios came in not all that highly regarded. Of course, I told you a 20-1 favorite. And I looked at his record and all. He had 19 wins and no losses in a draw. Most of those wins were against guys like me and Bailey, so that's not a whole lot to brag about. And, of course, the judges afterwards, Harvey Dock was a referee, and Harvey Dock still not my favorite guy, still not my favorite referee. And, of course, Tommy D pointed out his shortcomings last week in a fight. Of course, he was front and center last night, but at least he wasn't the guy like Nelson stopping that fight. But the bottom line is the judges had Bruce Carrington up 118-110, 117-111, and 116-112, and he probably did win by those scores. There's no doubt about it. But the manner in which he won, man, I wouldn't want to see him fight again. I just wouldn't want to see it again. Straight up, I'm sorry, that's the way it is. Anyway, Deontay Johnson, a winner in over 10 rounds over Chris Guerrero. That was a pretty good fight, but it was a one-sided fight. Of course, it was like a 99-91 or a 10-0 fight as far as 10 rounds of zip. But in the other fight, man, this guy Scooter Davis from Washington, D.C., you talk about getting a gift. I mean, holy cow. Carlos Ramos, the guy was... Carlos came to fight. He was from Spain, I believe, and he came to fight. He didn't have the greatest record in the whole world, 18-4 and this and that, a draw, but not a big puncher in per se. But guess what? He came to fight, and he kept landing. And being a left-hander, or being a guy that fought both ways, but bottom line is last night he was boxing southpaw, and somehow you could just get that southpaw stuff in on people you can't get in if you're an orthodox fighter. I mean, if he was a right-hander, he probably wouldn't have done nearly as well as he did last night. I mean, I thought he did really well. I thought he won the fight going away. And at the end of the night, end of eight rounds, I said to myself, well, this guy, Scooter Davis, 17 is it? Well, he lost. No, he didn't lose. Scooter Davis, you take that back. He was 11 in zip. No, he didn't lose. It was a unanimous nod across the board, 77-75, 78-74. Patrick Morley should be taken out. Somebody should take these two judges out and just gangster slap them. I was going to say something worse, but I won't. Just gangster slap both these guys. I mean, Patrick Morley had it 78-74. In other words, he gave Ramos two rounds in a fight that I thought he won. I mean, come on, man. In the Daz crew, the DAZN crew, they thought he won as well. I mean, that set up the broadcast. That smelled so bad that you knew that this card was going to stink. And it just did. I mean, Deontay Johnson and Christopher Guerrero, yeah, that went 10 rounds. I said 99-91 or 190 as far as the scores were concerned. Something about the North American welterweight title or something like that. But the bottom line is, not all that impressive. Now, I take it from the West Coast to the East Coast after I've basically destroyed his guy and bring in Tommy D. How are you this morning, this afternoon, sir? And I'm sorry if I was too rough on Shushu. Shushu.
It's okay. That's what bullies do. You know, they bully guys, right? So, you know, it's okay. I understand. I know what it is. But how are you, Pedro, man? I'm doing well. I'm here in Cleveland. I came out to see, you know, the guy you bullied. And listen, I would agree with you for a lot of things you said. It was a little underwhelming as far as the performances of the night, but the event was a great event, in my opinion.
And you know what? And I guess at the end of the night, if people walk out of there happy and they're willing to come back and buy a ticket, that's all really matters. I mean, take that back. The atrocities that took place, that robbery last night, holy cow. Listen, you can smell it through the TV.
Yeah. I smelled it too. He definitely... I mean, he looked bad. I had it a draw, but I wasn't really. I'll be honest with you. I was very disappointed in his performance, so I didn't really pay attention as much. But he just, you know, and he was talking a lot at the press conference too
lot.
He said he was gonna steal the show. He might have had the worst performance of all the A-side fighters.
Okay. And speaking of the ASI fighters, they rolled all through. That was a little, how can I put this? At least you should have put them in different corners. You know what I mean by that?
No.
All right, weren't all the winners in one corner, like the blue corner, the blue corner, the blue corner, the blue corner?
Yeah. That's how they get.
You're not supposed to. See, when I was a matchmaker, I knew who was going to win the fights, okay? But I would mix. I would move it around because I didn't want people. I got the blue corner. Because people are betting, you know, like beers and sodas and that kind of stuff in the crowd, like who's going to win this thing. And I don't want to ruin it for them.
No, that's a good point.
And that's how these guys ruin it. They stack one corner, man. They stack one corner like crazy. But anyway, last night, all the favorites won, no doubt about that. And at the end of the night, I guess Abdullah Mason, although he had some problems early, we got to give that challenger some really props, Albert Bell, because he came in on 2 weeks' notice, Tommy D.
2 weeks' notice. He was training for another fighter.
Yeah.
You know, also, you know, Mason was training for another fighter as well. Mm-hmm. And he saved the show because if he's not able to make this fight, they cancel everything.
Yeah.
Because they were there to see Abdullah Mason. And let me tell you something. There were a lot of people from Toledo, Ohio here to represent Albert Bell as well. And I'm going to tell you something. They did. The official attendance, what I got, was 10,101.
Okay. And what was the gate?
And the gate, I don't know. They didn't give the gate. They said that was the attendance. So I don't know what the gate was. I can only tell you that as a guy that buys tickets to these events, even though I may get a press credential, the same ticket that I had went up in price, and they sold out. And when they were selling the tickets, they only had a certain part of the arena to sell, and they started opening up more sections to sell.
On.
So that's a good thing. So I don't know, not a sellout, but they had it was a great event, and I think Abdullah's performance, how he showed, you know, he showed true character. He made great adjustments in that fight, and to get a stoppage victory. Yeah, I know the referee was terrible in that spot. I think he finishes him off anyway. It was still 45 seconds.
I agree. But you let it. You don't think. You don't. You know what I'm saying? You let it happen.
Yeah.
You don't like.
Yes.
You know. You just don't. How can I put this? He wanted to play God. He was God. I mean, he was.
Yeah.
I mean, when the referee's in that position, he's sort of like the God in the ring there, and he calls the shots. And I thought that, considering that Bell came in on such a late notice, and the fact that he acquitted himself so well, that I thought he deserved the opportunity to continue. I mean, that's just the way I put it. Anyway, enough of that. Don King wasn't in town. You didn't see Don there, did you?
No, I didn't see Don there. No, I did not.
You know, that's where Don King began. It was like, I think he had a exhibition there between Ernie Shavers and Muhammad Ali for some hospital back in the early 1970s. That's how I think he started his gig. Don Elbaum, who died, I think, about a year ago. Don Elbaum, the iconic trainer, manager, all that kind of good stuff. Let me tell you what Don Elbaum did one time, Tommy D. He was promoting a card in 1964 with Chris Bird's father. Joe Bird was debuting on that card, okay? And they needed an opponent at the last minute. And guess who stepped in? The promoter. He went six or eight rounds. Well, I kid you not. Anyway, that's Don Elbaum. May he rest in peace. Now, as far as the future of Abdullah Mason is concerned, we're probably going to talk about that after a break because we're 23 minutes past that. Let's go to an early break. As I cough to a break, let's go to an early break here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. The great Tommy D in the house.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Do you have diabetes? I'm sure you've seen the television commercials on the new CGM devices from all the top brands and how well they can help you manage your diabetes. Do you have the latest and newest in diabetes technology? The Diabetes Solution Center carries most of the top brands, and the great news is your insurance may cover most of the cost. Call our special CGM hotline today, and our friendly representatives will help see if you qualify. You could get a new CGM from the top brands at little or no cost to you. Make living with diabetes easier. You are just one free phone call away to learn if your insurance covers the cost. So make this free call today to the Diabetes Solution Center and learn for free how to get your new continuous glucose monitor.
800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. 800-520-8629. That's 800-520-8629.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Can I just
go for
give
it?
You one postscript. After that fight, I thought of something the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote. If you want to find out who won a close fight, ask a 9-year-old kid.
The retired HBO Godfather, 95 years young. He'll be spending some time with me in hour number two. Check this out. He still crams. When I say crams, of course, I'm talking about he has this book club, right? So I called him a couple of weeks ago. I said to him, hey, Larry, let's talk about you. I can't talk right now. So he goes, I'm cramming, Pedro. I'm cramming. Cramming for what? You're 95 years old. What are you cramming? I'm cramming for my book club tomorrow. Straight up, he's an active member of his book club. I met some of the members of his book club at that birthday party we had in February. Anyway, the retired HBO Godfather, that's what keeps him going mentally and physically. Physically, I told you, he gets out there after we eat lunch together. He gets out there and he works me out. I want to work out after. Tommy D, do you want to work out after you eat?
No. Who does that?
Larry Merch. Larry Merchant does. I guess that's how it got to be 95.
Hey, then maybe that's the thing to do.
That and some sunshine. He's big on the sunshine down there in Santa Monica. No doubt about that. Now, I'm going to ask you something before we get to the Oleg Usyk thing. Has Floyd Mayweather poisoned boxers to the point where none of them are going for the finish now and they're all trying to get out basically as easy as they can, or they're not committing themselves, or they're not stepping in? The fact that guys aren't stepping in, and it's not just Mr. Carrington, there's other guys that aren't stepping in either. Guys aren't stepping in behind their shots because either they don't feel confident or they decide they're afraid of possibly some incoming artillery. But the bottom line is, has Floyd set all that in motion?
You know, yes and no on some fighters and no on others, right? And yes and no on others. Because, you know, I hear what you're saying about Shushu, but people have this memory thing. Like, they just seem to forget, or they seem to be spoiled. Listen, this was his first title defense, right? But people forget how he won the title, Pedro. He won the title in his backyard, which is extreme pressure, and he won it in exciting fashion. He stole the show. He wasn't even the main event. And it's like now, all right, he may be underperformed. We're expecting another knockout again. And, like, the guy won 9 out of 12 rounds. And I understand, yeah, we are going to criticize. We're going to pick on him. But I think it's a little bit unfair. We forget that his previous fight, he went in there and, you know, he got maybe hurt in that fight, too.
But he came back
and knocked the guy out.
He also got dropped.
In this fight, yeah.
He got dropped, and the referee didn't call. What was up with that?
That I don't know. I'm not the referee. He got hurt to the body. He admitted that. He got hurt to the body. But, you know, they ruled it a slip.
Oh, man. Oh, what do you, see, that's what's wrong. There was a lot of things wrong with last night's card, and that was one of them. And if you're looking at this and you got it, like you're keeping a report card on injustices, there was more than a couple of injustices last night with that event.
That, and I'm glad you brought that up, because there's another thing that I didn't like and I didn't know. They had the open scoring.
He's on the speaker, huh?
Yeah, can you hear me?
You got to get off that speaker.
Oh, okay. I don't know why it's doing that. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Is it better now or worse?
Yeah, we're okay.
Okay, no. What I'm saying is that I'm glad you brought that up, is that they had the open scoring last night for that fight, and I don't like the open scoring. They had open scoring at the 4th and 8th rounds.
But that's Mauricio Silliman's thing. That's his thing.
Yeah, that's
but
not
here's
good.
What's
it
up.
I know,
and I get that it maybe changes things, but sometimes it's sort of good to know what's happening, because, you know, had we known that through that did they have open scoring in that fight with Scooter? No.
With Scooter? No.
No, no. See, that's the fight they should have had the open scoring with.
Yeah, yeah. They should have, yeah, because then everybody would have been like, what is going on?
Because we'd have been looking up. I mean, because if he didn't win those first four rounds, four or five rounds, he just did. There's no doubt in that.
Yeah. No, I thought, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
All right. Listen, Sir Thomas Dillamuth is a Sunday Shot Caller, folks. Of course, Tommy D, and he didn't like that nickname at first. Of course, he bucked that nickname, and him and his agent both bucked that nickname. And then, of course, what does he do? He calls his TV network the Tommy D Network. So, I mean, wait a second. I mean, there's something wrong here. They're fighting me tooth and nail over this name. Okay, they are.
No,
a couple 3 years ago, they were fighting me tooth and nail. Tommy D's my boy, my kid, blah, blah, blah. All right, so anyway, they're fighting me tooth and nail over his name. And then all of a sudden, it's a Tommy D television network.
Well, you help inspire, and we had to make sure we added the initial of my last name, and that helped it, because we can't, if we do it without the initial, then it's a problem to the agent. The agent has a problem with that.
Okay. Let's go from the agent to the, I guess, former world heavyweight champion, Oleg Usyk, a guy I think that the term great is often overused with him, but of course he's coming off that not so good fight with Rico Verhoeven. Of course, there was some suspicious officiating in that one. The scoring was off. When only one judge had him win in, when he won 7 of the 10 rounds, he used pretty easily. And that stoppage was a bit crazy, because I have never seen a fight, especially a heavyweight title fight, stop between rounds.
Yeah, that was terrible.
But, I mean, this is what's happened in the last few weeks here on television. In other words, it's the same old spit with an H.
Yeah, the inconsistencies with the referees has just been terrible.
Inconsistencies or ineptness? It's either they're inept or they're crooked. Which one is it, Tommy D?
Well, I got to say inept, because if I say it's crooked, then I push a narrative, and I don't really want to do that. And I don't want to believe, even though I feel like there are, that I don't want to believe that there are, you know, crooked refs or crooked judges or anything crooked, you know. I know it's very much possible, but I just don't. From my mind, I don't want to believe that.
You know? And you and I are on the same page as far as that was concerned. So we'll just make like this is Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. We'll just keep instead of some horror movie, we'll continue. Oleg Usyk giving up the belts is going to fight for Dana White. Is that why?
I have no idea what he's going to do. I heard that he wants to fight Deontay Wilder. I don't know why. But
Listen, the guy realizes he slipped, and he can't. I mean, I don't think. I guess he don't want to fight Cabell. I mean, because that would be the guy that would be really the challenge. And think about what kind of crowd that could do in Europe. I mean, holy cow! I mean, that fight could sell out a soccer stadium. You know that.
If they did it in Germany, where Cabell is from,
yeah,
it's huge. But apparently, I think he doesn't want to fight. I don't know, because
Wait. Why didn't you pull the apparent? Start that sentence again, and then Nick's apparently, because apparently doesn't seem to be it. I mean, it's happening. It's not apparent. It's happening. In other words, he doesn't want to fight the number one contender, and that's KBL.
He doesn't, and because he proposes a big problem for him, as he's a big body puncher, and you know Usyk hasn't looked well when he takes shots to the body. So, I don't know.
So it's, and here's what's up. Mauricio Silliman went and anointed Mr. KBL as a heavyweight champion. I got a problem with that. Why didn't you just hold a bout for the vacant title?
That's what they should all do. And I have a problem with that too. I do feel like he deserves it, but you don't want to be given anything, even though you sense that the guy earned it. So like, there's a difference, right? You earned it, but let's earn it in an actual fight. You know what I'm saying? And they could have put him in there with a number one, number two, number three, whatever, and said the winner of this is our champion, you know? And I don't know why these sanctioning bodies, and specifically Mr. Suleiman, does that. Okay. You know, here, you're a champion now.
I got to ask you this. Virgil Ortiz, he spells his name V-E-R-G-I-L. When Johnny Gonzalez spelled his name J-H-O-N-N-Y, which was a misspelling, he blamed it on a Mexican hospital. Who do you think Virgil Ortiz is blaming it on? His parents? His parents can't spell or what?
It could be a mixture of both.
Think about that though. J-H-O-N-N-Y. That was his name. I asked a stranger, and I'm looking at it. I was back in covering fights ringside then, and I went up to his trainer and said, "What's up with it?" He goes, the Mexicans made a mistake as far as his birth certificate was concerned. The hospital made a mistake, and we just kept it that way. I mean, you just don't keep it that way. You don't. You feel like you feel like sticking around, or you want to go? No, I tell you what. You're in Cleveland. Go spend some time with your people there in Cleveland. Have a good time. And believe me, don't mess around with the mob there because they're for real.
No, I'm not. And I appreciate you, Pedro. And even though you're shooing me away, I do.
I'm not.
Appreciate
you. I'll keep you. No, if you want to stay, another segment, you can.
No. I just wanted to throw that joke in there because that's your joke. And, you know, you get full credit for it, but I thought that was a good time for me to use it.
Much love, much respect, because when you get back home tomorrow, and you know, by the way, I got 5 seconds. Tommy D didn't take the private jet, he took a train. Let's go to a break. Straight up, this is Ring Talk.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash, whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
FIFA World Cup 2026 is coming soon, but your opportunity to be there starts now through an exclusive offer with an eligible Bank of America Visa credit card. For a limited time, become a new customized cash rewards or unlimited cash rewards Visa credit card holder, and you will be eligible for a chance to purchase FIFA World Cup 2026 tickets. Learn more at bofa.com/cardfwc26. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, proud to be the official bank of FIFA World Cup 2026. Bank of America NA in partnership with Visa. Terms apply. Rewards reserved.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
My thing is that, you know what, we're all straight, so we know, like you said, nobody deserves to go out like this. And unfortunately, my card was dealt with, you know, having to go out like this. And, well, you know, all I can say is that I had 45 great, great, wonderful years of life. I had 20 good, wonderful, great people behind me throughout my boxing career, which is all the fans, all you guys from the fans. You know, I love you guys. I appreciate all the everything you guys ever did for me.
That was June 5th, 2011. And no, the sound's not coming back on my ear, but the bottom line is that was June 5th. Of course, June 7th was when Genaro Hernandez, former world champion, passed away, of course, from cancer. And that was horrible. No doubt about that. He suffered until the end, but he was such a trooper. He came on the show 2 days. This is what he told me. He goes, we were in tears together on the phone before we went on air. Because I said to him, I said, how you feeling? He goes, well, I'm ready to go. And I said, what do you mean you're ready to go? He goes, you know, it's time, Pedro. It's just time. And I said, oh, don't say that. Right? And I start crying. He's crying. This and we're back and forth. So a couple hours later, or about an hour later, we did the radio together, that last little radio piece there. That was really, really tough on me. In fact, it was one of the toughest, June 5th or June 4th, whichever was a Sunday, 2011, one of the toughest days of my life as far as radio was concerned. Of course, that was really emotional, no doubt about that. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, most of you guys know I'm not a Floyd Mayweather fan. Really? Anyway, bottom line is, you know, he's facing those two felonies in Las Vegas, and people say to me, especially young black people, they assault me on social media and come after me. He's got more money than you. So I would hope so, considering all the money he's made and me being a pauper per se. I mean, I really hope that he does have more money than me. But I will say this. If he had any money, he would use it. He would have bought back that $200,000 bad check that he wrote for that watch. Remember that watch that he bought a year and a half ago, and like October 2025, where he bounced a check for $200,000? Well, anyway, he goes to those people for like a year. He wouldn't talk to them, this and that. And then the DA calls Floyd and says, listen, we're about to charge you with a couple of crimes, fraud and theft, unless you make good on this check. And Floyd still couldn't make good on the $200,000 check. If he couldn't make good on a $200,000 check to keep his... keep himself out of criminal court, that's sort of indicative of how really broke Floyd Mayweather is. And people don't want to realize that. But the bottom line is, you know, and then you've got these funkies. Oh, of course, there's funkies all over the place, and they've controlled social media. That's why you think Floyd Mayweather is as great a fighter as he is. The reason is you've been hypnotized. You've been convinced by social media and Floyd posting that stuff. I know Floyd was doing that stuff for years. Posting stuff on Floyd on Facebook and Instagram. Who are the three greatest here fighters? Blah, blah. And they have Floyd in there with Roberto Duran and Ray Leonard and Thomas Hearns and Ray Robinson, things like that. Just ridiculous stuff. Let me tell you like this. If any of those guys would have fought Floyd Mayweather, they would have been arrested for abusing a child in a boxing ring. I mean, that's what it would have been. I mean, we're not listening. And before you say to me, oh, man, Mayweather had this, Mayweather had that. Mayweather was a 130-pound fighter. He never put on the weight, per se, and put on the weight like Duran did, who was able to move up in weight and equal guys as far as their physical strength is back and forth. He couldn't out-muscle guys after 135 pounds. After 140, and that Ricky Hatton fight, he was sort of done after that. The Oscar De La Hoya fight, of course, that was a close fight. Some people thought Oscar might have won that fight, which was a bit of a heist in the minds of some. But, of course, it was a rematch clause. Whoa, a rematch clause. So Oscar De La Hoya and Floyd Mayweather are going to do it again, right? No, they're not going to do it because Floyd retires. But guess what? There was a one-year clause in the rematch clause. In other words, you had to sign within 1 year, but Floyd retired. And 366 days after he retired, 1 year and 1 day after he retired, he unretired. This is what I'm not going to get in trouble. This is what a coward he is. I mean, he's just a coward, and you guys just don't see it. He grabs and holds guys. I mean, him and Devin Haney, I mean, if I, I'm not sure about Devin Haney, but at least I know Floyd ain't gay. I mean, will Floyd be hanging on to guys like he likes, like he's got a thing for guys? I mean, that's how bad it got, okay? Devin Haney, the same thing. Last night, Carrington, Shushu, ooh, man, that was pretty bad. And that knockdown, man, that knockdown. Was that Harvey Dock that missed that knockdown? Anyway, that knockdown, that was really bad. You know, things like this can change fights. A knockdown would have changed that fight. And why did I say change it? Is that it would have woke people up and it would have been the fight, made the fight a little bit more exciting than it was had it been called officially and called right. But it wasn't, no doubt about that. But back to Mayweather. He's got this criminal charge, of course, that's going to come up, the fraud. I'm going back to that. How can you bounce a check? Oh, and get this. You know that Jonah Rectus guy, the guy that had those, he had a charlatan background, put it to you like that, okay? But he was working for Floyd Mayweather on a percentage basis. He wasn't doing anything as far as salaries were concerned. He was getting a percentage of all his gigs. So I look at some of the paperwork that Jonah's put forth on the internet, and it looks like that Floyd was full of spit, and he was disingenuous, if not actually lying, in the court papers he filed in Las Vegas claiming that Jonah has shorted him out of $175 million. At one point in time, Floyd says Jonah sold his airplane, one of his jets, for a dollar. See, a dollar plus other considerations. See, the other considerations are like another whatever the money was. Okay, but rich people, that's how they do it. A dollar and then other considerations. But people don't trip on that, of course. And now, Floyd Mayweather having the strip club. I was down there a couple months ago at the Las Vegas fight, of course, for David Benavidez, of course, looking so good. Take that back, David Benavidez, and the best fighter in the world right now. No doubt about that, David Benavidez. Of course, before that, it was a Ryan Garcia blitz of Mario Barrios. But the bottom line is, I've been to Vegas a couple times in the last few months, and I went by Floyd Mayweather's club because of the fact that it's close to the Johnny Taco Shrine. And Johnny Taco Shrine is the old Johnny Taco Gym. Johnny Taco was a trainer, came out of St. Louis. Of course, he was one of the guys that first got together with Sonny Liston when he was a kid. Of course, he was Sonny Liston's last trainer back in 1970 when Sonny died. Anyway, but the bottom line is, Johnny Taco ran this gym, and, you know, he just... Can I say? I can't say enough good things about JT. I just can't. If ever there was a guy that was my first godfather, it was Johnny Taco. What he did for me, he brought me into Marvin Hagler training sessions. He made Marvin Hagler and I, he put Marvin Hagler and I on a first name basis. And Marvin don't talk first name with anybody. Marvin's like grunting and groaning and all that. And he said, "Hey, Pedro, how are you?" I said, "What?" I said, "What, Marvin?" Say hello to me. But that's just the way. Johnny Taco Rowe, may he rest in peace. Of course, July 1997 is when he passed away. That was a really sad occasion. We went down there, and of course, the gym, it continued with BAM Promotions. I'll probably get to that. And I take that back. Let's talk about it right now. BAM Promotions took over for Johnny Taco's gym, and of course, they were also a promoter. And a lot of times, they did cards over at the Orleans Hotel. Of course, this was at a time when I was working for the Imperial Palace Hotel as the voice of the Imperial Palace Hotel, where you can stay for a nickel and get, you know, bottomized. I had a good run back there. But I'm doing fights at the Orleans Hotel at the same time I'm working for the Imperial Palace. So anyway, bottom line is we're in town for a fight, and it's a non-televised fight, so I'm not working it. But, of course, they're my sponsor, so I got to show up for the show. So I sit down for the show, and I've got a nice chick, and we're drinking the whole 9 hours. I mean, it's a club show. Nothing really is happening, per se. It's just a club show. Most club shows are like uneventful. Maybe there's a knockdown here and there, but the bottom line is, you know, it's sort of like a scripted show. I don't want to say that boxing's fixed, but it is arranged. Anyway, so the bottom line is this card proceeds, and of course the main event comes along, and Johnny Montanez is in the main event. Of course, he's a kid out of, I think, a thrice-beaten fighter, three times, out of St. Paul, Minnesota. In fact, one of the losses in Minnesota, I think he was a once-beat fighter. Well, my stablemate from the SFPAL gym, Paris Alexander, traveled to St. Paul, Minnesota, and beat him across the board. I mean, he beat Johnny Montanez pretty easy. Anyway, Johnny Montanez also lost another fight with Aselino Freitas. Aselino Freitas, at one point in time, was a WBO lightweight champion of the world, like with 35-0, with 35, some crazy amount of knockouts. But, of course, he would lose to Diego Carlos. And I go, hey, man, you know, when you think about things and you go back this spoke back in time this far, you can't believe that you're as old as you are. I mean, you really can't. I'm blown away by sometimes some of the things I think about. But as far as pound for pound is concerned, you know, you can't talk right now about anybody being in the pound for pound king. Of course, Terrence Crawford is retired. Why did he retire? Because the timing was right. Will he come back? He says he won't. He says he's a man of principles. We'll see what happens as far as that's concerned. But, you know, money talks. Money talks, and, you know, I guess if you put enough money on the table, this might happen. Speaking of enough money, of course, Eddie Hearn, the promoter extraordinaire, of course, out of Matchroom Boxing there in the UK, he evidently is going to the the Middle East to try to talk peace with that Sheikh Alaturki guy. Of course, he's not my favorite guy. Of course, he's a guy that I call Sheikh Turkey Jerky. He's trying to take over the sport of boxing. He's not good for boxing. He likes Dana White. Dana White is to boxing what gonorrhea is to dating. And if you don't know what gonorrhea is, look it up. It's a venereal disease. It just is. And Dana White, of course, trying to snare fighters away from other promoters. Let him do it. Of course, let him go with Dana White. I want you the best, because at the end of the day, Dana's going to convert the world of mixed martial arts, the world of boxing, into the world of mixed martial arts, where he owns everything. The belts aren't going to matter. He's talking about, you people are talking about fighting for the Zuffa title now. Who the hell wants to fight for the Zuffa title? Of course, people put down the sanctioning bodies. Pedro, maybe we should just get rid of the sanctioning bodies. You heard Tommy D talking about the world of Bunko and Chicanery, a.k.a. Mauricio Silliman, a little earlier in hour number one. Of course, I dogged them as well. But the bottom line is, I think the sanctioning bodies are needed. Why? Because we have four belts going for a world title. That means four world titles being defended. Ah, Pedro, it's confusing. No, it's not confusing. Everybody knows who the best is. There's no doubt about it. And if you don't, the best two guys are supposed to fight each other. And if in a world of everything looking good, that's the way it would go down. But the bottom line is, boxing right now, say it has four world champions. Well, that means there's going to be probably eight or ten world title fights. Two fights per guy, right? They're only fighting twice a year. You go back to the original weight classes, you got eight guys now. We've got like 16 guys, 16 fights in a year. I mean, would that really support boxing? We had 16 title fights in a year. It would never work that way. That's why the sanctioning bodies are good. Plus, people associate belts with belts with glory and money. And, of course, some guys have to pay sanctioning fees, but the bottom line is most guys fighting for a belt are making more money than they ever made before. This is the way to straight up. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live, where your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. A couple of texts I'm getting in here. Was I impressed with Jesse Rodriguez a couple weeks ago against Antonio Vargas? Yeah, but he ain't ready for Nonoa Inoue. I mean, Nonoa Inoue would own him. I mean, just would. I mean, he's just not ready for him. They're talking about maybe a couple more fights, three more fights, four more fights, five more fights. Jesse Rodriguez ain't going to be ready for that for the Japanese monster. No way, no how. Speaking of monsters, of course, the other monster in boxing, David Benavidez, 32-0, 26-27 knockouts. Of course, coming off the annihilation of Zerto Ramirez, Gilberto Zerto Ramirez. Of course, that going down May the 2nd there in Las Vegas at the T-Mobile Arena. Got to say this, of course, people aren't talking about it, but, you know, you got to give him his props and say he is the best fighter in the world. He's been knocking everybody out and beating everybody up for a long time now. Of course, the WBC champion 7 years ago. You don't realize that. David Benavidez was champion 7 years ago. And then, of course, the great Canelo Alvarez, and not so great Canelo Alvarez, bottom what you want. Anyway, he's called him, he ducked him for 7 years. Just ignored him. And then he said, and then when Benavidez finally had enough, he can't wait any longer, he moves up to cruiserweight, and then Canelo says, well, I'm not going to fight him now, he's a cruiserweight. Well, I'm not going to go there. But the bottom line is, Canelo is not what he is. Of course, he says he's not going to fight in September. Looks like Ryan Garcia is going to take over that date, or allegedly. Of course, Ryan Garcia is the heir apparent to some people as far as Mexican-American greatness is concerned, as far as drawing people. He's the one that turns the numbers, the turnstiles, and stuff. Of course, he's got the big backing on social media. And, of course, coming off the win over Mario Barros, like a 12-round win, but about 12-zip, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, he's a bit of a flake. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he is the flakiest dude in the whole world. No doubt about talking about the great Ryan Garcia. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on Sports Byline.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I get a lot of calls from people across the country who are suffering from the affliction of IRS tax debt. Hi, I'm the tax doctor. Call me right now. My team specializes in helping people over the age of 50 solve their tax problems. And the bigger your tax problem is, the more money you can save. If you owe the IRS money, or you're about to owe the IRS money, or even if you need to file years of unfiled returns, call us right now. Our friendly, highly trained representatives are waiting right now to take your call. Over the years, we've helped thousands of people just like you stop the tax liens, wage garnishments, and harassing phone calls. You don't need to send the IRS a big fat check. We can negotiate a lower amount. That's what we guarantee for you. So call us right now.
800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. 800-603-9359. That's 800-603-9359.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
It's macho time.
Check it. It's Pedro time. The 56th North American Boxing Federation Convention got underway in Savannah, Georgia this past Thursday. Of course, it concluded, I believe, today or tomorrow or yesterday. But the bottom line is, I got to tell you this. The North American Boxing Federation, NABF, they were big back in the 80s and the 90s, much bigger than they are now. But the bottom line is, in 1988, I turned pro as a writer. As far as writing professionally about boxing and things like that, I was writing in newspapers, magazines, the trade papers, the whole nine yards. So anyway, it's not bragging when you're telling the truth. But they made me the North American Boxing Writer of the Year in 1990. So a year and a half after turning pro, here I am, like, kicking ass. I'm writing for everybody that I'm writing for an insider's column for other boxing people. It was a little bit weird. Anyway, they had the convention there in Savannah, Georgia. I wish them the best. Of course, Dwayne Ford was the guy running it back then. He's still running it now. He was a class act. He's still living in Las Vegas. I remember when I had gotten some legal problems a few years ago as far as me saying something on the radio about somebody. Bottom line is, who was there to help me out? Good old Dwayne Ford. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Hour number two. Of course, the great Larry Merchant will be here, the retired HBO godfather. Of course, as well will the British boxing hair, Mr. Barry Rabbits, will be here as well. Of course, I'll be talking about the upcoming fight schedule. And I got to mention this, you know, the Jaron Ennis fight last week with Xander Zayas, was it stopped earlier? Did he quit? I mean, all kinds of stuff like that. Listen, when you're overmatched and you're getting beat up, it's sort of hard to make decisions. And people say to me, well, you know, Xander Zayas took a knee, he didn't want to quit. He wanted to quit. He was looking for his corner to quit. The bottom line is, corner should have stopped that fight a little bit earlier, and probably the referee should have stopped the fight as well. So at the end of the night, he was trying to save his own ass because they wouldn't save him for him. That's just the way it was. I mean, the referee and the corner are supposed to be there to safeguard the fighter. Against Xander Zayas, they weren't thinking about that. They were saying to themselves, you know what, our million-dollar prospect is falling apart here. Maybe we let it go a little longer, he'll do a little bit better. Well, that ain't going to happen. Straight up, this is Ring Talk. Hour number one is just about to wrap things up. Of course, hour number two, as I said, Barry Rabbits, the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, no doubt about that. And I want to mention this, you know, I was coming in to town this morning, and I passed Newman's Gym. When I passed Newman's Gym, of course, at 312 Leavenworth, I wrote a story about this on my Substack page, but the bottom line is, there was a dead body in front of the gym, and there was a cop standing next to it, and he knew it was a dead body because they had the body covered with a yellow sheet. I got a picture of it, but they got the body covered with a yellow sheet. This is fentanyl, 2026. This is what I see it every... I don't want to see a dead body every time I drive through the Tenderloin, But I tell you what, I've seen about 8 or 10 dead bodies in the last year. So you're figuring I'm seeing like a dead body a day. I mean, a month. And when you think about that, that's really sad. No doubt about that. And the federal government's doing nothing about it. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Stay tuned for hour number two. Coming up after the sports news right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio. Ring Talk Radio continues after the news.
This is an all sports news sports update.
Formula One continues strengthening its global popularity as younger audiences embrace the sport through streaming content, social media, and international events. Industry experts say Formula One's combination of technology, entertainment, and luxury branding has helped transform the series into a worldwide cultural phenomenon. Meanwhile, women's sports are experiencing unprecedented international growth. Broadcasters and sponsors are investing heavily in women's soccer, basketball, volleyball, and tennis as audience numbers continue increasing around the world. Volleyball continues seeing major participation growth worldwide, particularly among younger athletes. Professional leagues and international tournaments are attracting increased sponsorship and media attention as the sport's popularity continues expanding. International basketball development continues creating opportunities for athletes around the globe. Professional leagues and development academies are expanding throughout Africa, Europe, Asia, and Latin America as basketball participation continues rising internationally. Global soccer continues expanding its influence throughout North America as international clubs and leagues increase investment in the United States and Mexico. Teams are strengthening academy systems, scheduling international matches, and growing digital engagement as soccer popularity continues rising across the region. In women's soccer, clubs and international teams continue attracting larger television audiences and increased sponsorship support. Executives believe global investment in women's football will continue accelerating during the coming years. In baseball, international events and cross-border partnerships remain key priorities for Major League Baseball. League officials continue using football exhibitions and international outreach to strengthen baseball's worldwide appeal. Olympic athletes are increasingly using social media to build worldwide fan communities. Competitors across swimming, gymnastics, track and field, and other sports are creating digital brands that extend beyond major international competitions. Athletes' entrepreneurship continues becoming more common throughout sports. Players across multiple sports are launching media brands, apparel companies, and charitable initiatives while building careers beyond competition. And finally, sports tourism remains a major economic force for cities hosting international competitions. Large sporting events continue generating tourism revenue, media exposure, and business opportunities throughout the globe of sports marketplace. That's your ASN Sports Update. I'm Carla Vasquez.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
If you're losing calls, missing leads, or spending too much time chasing customers, this message is for you. Create Assistance helps businesses answer every call, text, and message 24/7 using AI employees without hiring more staff. We handle bookings, follow-ups, reminders, and customer communication all inside one simple system built for small businesses. Stop losing opportunities after hours. Visit createassistance.ai and book a quick call today. We look forward to hearing from you.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen. Emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios in San Francisco, California. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, here I go stuttering again. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Now, how can I say that and be honest? Bottom line, I was the original OG. Back in 1984, we started doing Ring Talk Radio with Charles Day down there in Florida. Before you knew it, 1989, we're doing stuff at KESD. 1990, we're a national syndication. Of course, we've been with the Sports Byline Network for almost 20 years or better than 20 years. Bottom line is, I'm rocking and rolling 41 years, 42 years of radio. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. This is a Sunday edition, July 5th, 2026. Of course, last night, DAZN had a card come to us from the hometown of Don King. Of course, Don King wasn't involved. He should have been. I mean, maybe if he was, maybe you might have thought he was, because there was a robbery on the car and there was some injustice as far as a couple of the decisions by the officials were concerned. So you might have thought it was a Don King car, but he wasn't involved. And the last night, Abdullah Mesa, of course, prevailed at the end, of course, and stopped his man. But although I thought the stoppage was bad, and we'll talk about that with Barry Robbins, we'll talk the stoppage was bad, and Shushu Carrington, of course, you know, Tommy D loves him. I mean, him and Tommy D, that's why Tommy D took a 16-hour train to Cleveland from New York City, from the Bronx, because he wanted to see Shushu. And you know, as far as I'm concerned, Shushu, just go away. I didn't dig him at all. I just dig a 20-1 favorite. I never got no 20-1 fights. I'm sure I never did. All the guys I fought were like, you could strike a match on their chest. I mean, that's just the way it was, okay? Amateurs. But the bottom line is, you know, these guys now are fighting soft touches, or was thought to be a soft touch. Mr. Palacios, as I came in, ranked by the WBC, the world of bunco and chicanery. He was from Mexico, so that rating was all suspect. But, you know, there were a couple of times there when he sort of looked okay. But at the end of the day, Carrington didn't throw good punches. He didn't put his body into anything. He threw punches like, I don't say like a girl used to throw punches. Can I get away with that, Barry? Like a girl used to throw punches. That's the way he was throwing punches last night. He threw his left hook like an arm, anyway, trying to emulate who else? Floyd, the human stench Mayweather. Speaking of that, we'll talk about that and more. Straight up, Barry Rabbit's in the studio, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. We'll be joined by the retired HBO Godfather at about 20 minutes past the hour. I'll talk about the great Larry Merchant.
It's game day. Are your moderate to severe Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis symptoms keeping you from the action?
Skyrizi, Risen Kizumab Rizza, could help you get back to the game. Skyrizi is proven to help people feel significant symptom relief, achieve remission, and visibly improve damage of the intestinal lining. Skyrizi is a prescription injection medicine for adults. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines. Liver problems leading to hospitalization may occur when treated for Crohn's or ulcerative colitis. Control is everything to me. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one prescribed biologic in Crohn's and ulcerative colitis combined. Learn more at Skyrizi.com or 1-866-SKYRIZI.
Caddy didn't come from a textbook. Before we started it, we were quoted $60,000 for a piece of software our business needed. So instead, we sat down with our own AI setup and built the whole thing ourselves for just a couple $100. That gap, $60,000 down to $200, that is the whole idea behind Caddy. And once we saw what was possible, we could not unsee it. We built it into a system, and now we build it for other businesses too. If you're using ChatGPT or Claude in a browser tab, you're touching maybe 10% of what these tools can really do. Caddy is the other 90%, wired into how your business actually runs. The repetitive work, handled. The details that slip through, caught. The hours you lose to busy work, back. We come in, we build, we train your team, you take the keys. No $300,000 executive hire, no year-long project, no learning curve. Just your own unfair advantage built around how you already work. Book a free strategy call at meetcaddy.com. That's meetcaddy.com. Caddy, your unfair advantage.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
Yeah, but you can't pay your bills. Floyd Mayweather, I said, bouncing a $200,000 check. Oh, and get this. Hey, Bailey, remember that $18 million watch he bought or something like that about a couple years ago? It was either 8 or 18, I can't remember. Right. It was either 8 or an $18 million watch. Guess how much it's worth now? $3 million bucks cash. In other words, yeah, I think it depreciated a little bit.
Okay,
but there was only 8 watches or something like that sold in the world. I think it was $18 million. I'm not sure, but it's either $10 million or $18. Well, but the bottom line is he ain't got no money now.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Imagine this. You've got 2 felony charges raining against you. The DA calls you up and says, listen, Floyd, we're trying to do you a favor here, but, you know, these guys, you bounce this check on these guys, and they're about to, and we got to do something about it. So either you come up with the $200,000, and we're going to give you almost 2 months for this to come up with the 200 grand to pay these guys back, or we're going to have to charge you.
Yeah.
And then they charged them. I mean, evidently, you know what I'm thinking? That every car that he owns, every piece of jewelry that he owns is in hawk. Everything he owns is in hawk. Because evidently, I was reading that he was pawning off his jewelry. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, pawn shops, I worked down there on 6th Street, 55 6th Street, when my uncle ran the San Francisco Barber College. Next door was Pacific Loan, and they just closed a couple years ago, but they were a pawn shop. And I learned how they made money. What they did was they give you a loan on a radio, like you bring in a radio. Yep, the radio's worth $100, right? So they give you a $5 loan on it, a $10 loan on it. You don't come back and get the radio, they sell it for $20.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So they're going to make – so it was all about making money.
Yeah, no, I can't believe he's selling stuff off.
Pawning it.
He's not the not smartest selling guy it, with pawning. Money, I'm sure.
No, he's illiterate.
Yeah.
He can't read.
How much did he make, though? I mean,
I think that's bull spit, too. I think that's all bull spit, too. But I will tell you this. when you have a private jet costs you about $200,000 a month. He had two of them. That was $400,000. Okay, he had these he had residences in different parts of the country that weren't being rented out. He was just like just vacant. You know what I'm saying?
Tons of hangers on for years as well.
Not all that. Here's what's up. His things. Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for saying this, but his thing. He had two vices. Everybody said, "Oh, Floyd doesn't have any vices. That's why he's as good as he is." No, he had broads, strippers, and gambling.
Yeah.
That was his Jones, his gambling Jones. When you bet $4 million on the Super Bowl, this and that, and then you win, or he lost, I think. But to come a couple of times, if you do win this and that, right? Overall, gamblers lose.
Oh, of course.
That's just otherwise, the way. It wouldn't be happening. I mean, every once in a while, it's like me buying those lottery tickets. I buy like $800 worth of lottery tickets a month, right? I'm losing my ass off, $800 each month. But I'm hoping that one day those numbers will come up. Listen, a friend of mine who I'm going to go see later today, Bobby Antonelli, his uncle hit the lottery, guess how many times?
No idea.
Twice. Guess how often? In the same day. He hit the five and the Powerball, or the five and the Super Lotto on the same day.
Well, how much money?
Umpteen millions of dollars back in the 1980s. But the bottom line is, he didn't spend a dime of it. Ari was the cheapest guy in the world. He was born during the Depression of the 1930s or the 1920s, right? So when we asked him for a quarter when we were kids, he would like bust our ass for a quarter. We had to clean up the whole house or clean up all kinds of stuff out front of the street for him to give us a quarter. Yeah, that's how cheap he was. Okay. And of course, he got all that money. He didn't spend it. He went to Italy one time, and that was it. Didn't spend it. Ended up dying of cancer.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, if I've got all that kind of money, I'm seeing a doctor once a week. I mean, I'm not going to get nothing.
I think most of these people that win the lottery end up having their lives ruined anyway, don't they?
Not you or I.
No, I'd be okay.
We're beyond okay. Anyway, before we get to let's talk about last night to an extent. Bruce Carrington, has he got a future in boxing?
I think he has, but I think at the top level he'll be found out. Yeah.
What is the top level, right? He's a WBC champion. Isn't that the top level?
Yeah, but the belts don't really count. I think he's a top 10 guy, but I don't think he's top 5 at this point. I don't think, who has he really beaten?
Do you think his reluctance to commit, to throw those, I mean, you see what I'm saying? He just, I don't want to use that B-I-T-C-H word, but he was reluctant to engage. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he planted his feet more in his last fight, didn't he? He scored a nice knockout, but this fight, maybe he felt something in the opponent. Maybe he felt his strength, and I don't know. Yeah, but he didn't impress me.
Well, the opponent wasn't thought to be all that much. Okay, let's talk about Tim Tszyu and Errol Spence. Tim Tszyu, 27-3, and of course, Tim Tszyu, not that big of a shocker, because after they put him in that fight with Sebastian Vettori, and he got cut, the corner didn't stop the fight, and was on an accidental elbow or something like that, and of course, he went on to be annihilated. Of course, it destroyed his life, destroyed his career as a boxer, I think. But the bottom line is, he's never really rallied back after that. Of course, he had the losses to Sebastian Vettori, and he had the losses to Bakram, who you and I thought that Bakram was going to be the guy, remember? And then he faded away and lost the IBF title a couple months ago.
But I think Josh Kelly's underrated at this point.
You think so?
Josh Kelly's got a lot of skills. And his confidence.
Isn't Josh Kelly? There's another guy coming out of the same area that Josh Kelly, that Tommy D ruined him. Tommy D was drinking with the guy after the fight. I can't remember what the guy's name was. An Irish guy about 6 or 8 months ago, and maybe 7 months ago in New York City, fought in New York City.
Yeah.
Dalton
Smith?
Dalton Smith.
He's English.
He's English, right? Yeah, yeah. I think Tommy D ruined him because they were out drinking till like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Take that back.
He's a Yorkshireman. He's used to drinking.
He's used to drinking? But the bottom line, he was out drinking till like 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and the guy ain't fought since.
Yeah, he was supposed to fight Pueyo, wasn't he?
I think there's an injury. We'll see if that happens. Anyway, let's go back to 154. Tim Tszyu, do you say, is he nearly as good as his father was? No, but
I think he's a solid fighter, yeah. He's just had a streak of bad luck, and Murtaz Ali just walked through him, didn't he? But I think he's got a lot more left than Spencer.
But, we'll get to that in just a second. But the bottom line is, that Fedora fight, let me tell you, I can't believe that a corner aired that bad. I mean, that was one of the most egregious errors in the history of boxing.
Yeah, they were obviously lacking experience.
Those were Jeff Fenix guys in that corner. They weren't lacking experience. Jeff Fenix people. They've been around 25 years.
Fenix with him now, isn't he? But he wasn't with him then.
I don't know if the Fenix people were there.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, no, that was a terrible decision. And I think he was overconfident, wasn't he? Especially against Murtaz Aliyev as well. He just walked right into the fire kind of thing.
Here's what's up.
He won't be now.
I remember one time I was fighting this guy from Fort Ord And that was a military base here in California, okay? And he ended up being the Army 156-pound champion. But they didn't tell me that. I showed up at the Menudo Festival in Pleasant, California.
Yeah.
Was going to corner my guy, Lenny Albert, because he was fighting. Oh. And they because of my fight got pulled out. Right? Okay. So I said, cool. So I went out the night before and did violated and all, you know, I did all that kind of stuff with a girlfriend, that kind of stuff. So anyway, so the next day I show up there and I probably smoked some weed on the way over as well, and as did Lenny, who fought. So we get there and Otis Grable says, I need you to fill in. I said, fill in? What do you mean? He goes, I need a main event. He goes, so why? You know, I don't think I'm ready, man. I said, you know, last night I went and got laid. He goes, man, you're fighting a bum. I said, and I believed him.
Suckered into it.
Suckered wasn't the word for it, man. All capital letters with an S and a D. But the
how
bottom line. So anyway, he gets me into the fight. Now I don't see the guy. I don't even weigh in.
Okay.
I just grabbed some trunks that somebody had and headgear and all that kind of good stuff. And I think I had a mouthpiece in the car and kind of. So we were mat put things together. So anyway, I get in the ring across the ring from him. And I go, holy Christ, he's bigger than Walt Chamberlain.
Right.
I mean, 156 pounds and he's weighing.
What were you weighing?
I was weighing maybe 142, 143. That's a big, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm looking, whoa. So anyway, so I box him the first round and I get tired. And I mean, we're real, real, real tired. I mean, I'm like an asthmatic. All right, I look like
late
I'm gonna.
Night.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm saying to myself, I'm gonna lose. There's just no doubt about it, right? So anyway, the second round starts. I get off the stool. I don't even want to go out for the second round. I'm like trying to get them in the corner. I'm trying to find some excuse not to go out, right? So go out for the second round, and I nicked them with a right hand, and it covered a little cut under his eye, right? And being the big wussy that I am, or wussy with a P, I yelled, "He's cut! He's cut!" And the referee jumped in to stop the fight.
Oh.
But had they not stopped the fight, I was done.
Okay.
You know,
it was just a nick, yeah?
It was a nick. Oh, yeah, they didn't mess around. When it comes to cuts back then, they didn't mess around. I was only cut one time. I remember one time Sonny Morrison told me, he goes, you got a nick. He goes, it's not going to be no big thing. He goes, but go out there and take care of him anyway. And, of course, I went and knocked out Anthony Myers. Anthony Myers woke up in the ambulance on the way to Alameda Hospital. I thought I was. Hey, when you knock somebody out like that, Barry, you think you're like the killer. You think you're like Ernie Shavers. I mean, you're like Marvin Hagler. You're saying to himself, man, I've got punching power the whole 9 yards, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I think Myers had a glass jaw.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I think Myers, but I did knock
a bit of both.
But and then, of course, in the finale, this world will break after this. In the finale, the 1982 finale, of course, I took on Keith Rucker, who was 9-0 with 7 knockouts. He was 6'2", 139 pounds, and he was, like they call him the hitman, the whole 9 yards, right? And he was talking all kinds of spit before the fight. My mother says to me, she goes, there's all kinds of media outside, Pete. He goes, and there's promoters there. She told me there's promoters there. She goes, yeah, but none of them are here to see you. I said, say what? She goes, no, they're all here to see Keith.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, so exactly. So she was real maniacal. Yeah, she was really, I mean, she was like really slow, you know. Because I tell you, one time, I remember I was passing the 30th Street Market today, and one time, some guy at the 30th Street Market roughed us up in the store or something like that for throwing eggs. He thought we threw eggs at him a couple of nights before. My mother went over there and slapped him. I mean, she didn't mess around. Let's roll to a break. Just before, I'll tell stories after the break. Barry's here. Of course, we're bringing Larry Merchant after the break. Larry may be here for about 10 or 15 minutes, and we'll come back with some more Barry Rabbits. Of course, the British boxing here at about 40 minutes past the hour. But Larry will be here if he picks up the phone. Last week, he didn't pick up the phone. It's because Bailey didn't call him at the right time. Ooh, blame Bailey.
With MedGuard Alert, you're never alone. You can connect with medical professionals anywhere, anytime. And now MedGuard is introducing our exclusive new CareWatch. If you need help quickly, use it from anywhere to contact medical professionals. No cell phone required. The CareWatch is not only a life-saving medical alert device, it's a revolutionary health monitoring system that checks your blood pressure, heart rate, oxygen saturation, and much more. And here's the best part. If you have Medicaid, you may qualify to get your CareWatch for free. The CareWatch is only available through MedGuard Alert. Call us right now. We have monitoring programs starting as low as $1 a day. The call is free, activation is free, shipping is free, and no contract is required. Remember, with Medicaid, you may qualify to get your Care Watch for free. Call us to get your Care Watch right now.
800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. 800-853-8931. That's 800-853-8931. Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Time to take things south to Santa Monica, California, bringing the retired HBO Godfather, the man with the greatest view of all time. We'll talk about Mr. Larry Merchant. And how are you today, Godfather?
Well, so far, so good. It's a beautiful day.
Okay, it was a beautiful day.
Santa Monica.
It's always a beautiful day in Santa Monica, of course, especially in the shack that you got. Of course, Larry doesn't live in Section 8 housing. I'll just put it to you like that. That's a good way to put it. Larry doesn't live in Section 8 housing. All right. Let's talk about the boots in his fight last week with Xander Zayas. That was a pretty good fight, wasn't it?
It was not just pretty good. It was damn good. And the undercard was damn good, too. And the crowd appreciated it, but as far as I know, the standard media doesn't cover those things anymore. But it was a spectacular event, and I'm hoping that in some way it'll rub off on American promoters and managers and fighters that they will see that if you have good matches, they will come.
Yeah, no. And last night's fights were a bit lacking. I just put it to you like that. Of course, I know you didn't get a chance to see that. But I want to mention this fact that Floyd Mayweather had the chance a couple of weeks ago, actually 2 months ago, to buy back a hot check that he wrote, a bounce check for a watch. He bounced a check 18 months ago for a watch for $200,000. So the DA calls him up in Clark County, says to him, listen, if you buy back this check, we won't press these criminal charges against you. We just need you to come up with $200,000. And he couldn't come up with $200,000, and they charged him both with fraud and theft, which he could end up spending time in prison for. Doesn't that sound like he's broke to you, Godfather?
Well, I'm not an expert in those things, but as an ordinary citizen, it certainly seems weird.
I mean, because But if listen, if they're holding, if the DA calls me and says to me, or Barry, or probably or Larry as well, if the DA calls us and says, listen, you've got 2 months to come up with $200,000, or we're going to like charge you with a couple of crimes, I'm going to go out there and sell everything I've got in order to try to come up with that $200,000. I think everybody else is too. But Floyd evidently has pawned all of his jewelry, Godfather. Imagine that. All the jewelry that he owns has been pawned. And you and I know that, I don't know if you know this, but when you pawn stuff, they only give you like 5 or 10% of the actual value.
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen any of the actual facts on a piece of paper or anywhere else. But it does seem he got himself into trouble. He may not be the first fighter to blow the money he made when he stops fighting. But in this case, the money is so extraordinary that you wonder what happened.
No doubt about that. We're talking about Floyd Mayweather. Of course, Floyd wasn't my favorite guy and not your favorite guy. You know, the most famous line in HBO boxing history was when Jim Lampley uttered on your birthday in 1990, Mike Tyson has been knocked out. That was the most epic line, I think, maybe in HBO history, yep. let alone HBO boxing history. But the second most epic line was when you told Floyd Mayweather, if I was 50 years younger, I'd kick your ass. I mean, what prompted that?
I don't know. It just exploded out of me because when I asked him a question about a complicated ending to the fight, he started barking at me and said he would have me fired. So I guess that's why somewhere deep down inside, I knew he couldn't do that, but somewhere deep inside, it exploded out of me. I couldn't write that line.
Okay, I did a story on this on my Substack page. Check out Pedro Fernandez's Substack. But, of course, the paparazzi followed you and the godmama around L.A. after that.
Yeah, when I got off a plane, they were there. And when I went to a restaurant, they were there. And for a couple of days, it was a story. But the next generation won't know anything about it.
Okay. Speaking of the next generation, Oleg Usyk has given up his heavyweight championships or the four title belts, and it looks like he's going to do a deal with Dana White. And, you know, now, don't get grossed out when I say this, but Dana White is to boxing what gonorrhea is to dating.
Maybe Dana White has offered him a deal he can't refuse.
Godfather, I wish you could have put it in a different perspective, because that means everybody's, if that's the case, Dana's going to buy he's going to buy the boxing business.
Well, I think that's their goal.
Yeah.
But another thing about that fight last week, it was such a great show.
Yes.
That the Brits put on, essentially.
Yep.
And the Brits have more regular fights than we do on the air, and the audience for it, and the media for it. Dana White is going to have to go to some extremes to steal all the thunder that comes out of Britain. But you know what? From one generation to another, there are changes that you can't imagine.
No doubt about that. So what's on your agenda this weekend? This week, what are you doing? Anything special?
No, it's a quiet sort of week. Right now I'm reading a book, and for my book club for tomorrow night, I got to do that.
You know, time out. You're 95, you're crammer for a book, and Floyd Mayweather is 50 and he can't read.
Well, I couldn't do what Floyd Mayweather does.
I know, but you
so,
and I... But,
I had a...
Godfather, I mean, just between you and I know this, we're both writers, but reading is the key to the entire world. It's the key to knowledge, reading comprehension.
Yep. But I don't know how much kids are reading in school these days, and so on. I have two grandsons and in school. They do read, and I'm happy about it, and I get on them about it. So,
Godfather, they need you to get on them about it, because I had a drunk uncle that got on me about it, and without him, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. I'd be some poor day laborer. I kid you not. I mean, he was so instrumental in turning me around, buying me Encyclopedia Britannicas, making me read to him, buying me dictionaries. I mean, he's the one that made me go to the. He sort of forced a library on me, and of course, that was the end of that. I loved it.
Yeah. Well.
Everybody's got to have somebody.
I have a relative who's in school, and his priorities are schoolwork, a girlfriend. He's coming to an age where he can drive a car. So things change, and we'll see. I'm curious.
Okay.
All right.
I got like a 1 minute and a half to the break. Is the quality of life lesser than it was when my mother and father were raising me? Do you think the quality of life here in the United States?
I don't know, Pedro. Every generation changes. The economics of the world and countries and local regions change. So I know that my grandparents would certainly have been proud of me for going to college and getting jobs in newspapers and such. So they couldn't have imagined anything like that. And their children, including my father, didn't have the opportunities that I had. So going to school now on the upper grade levels and into college has changed the country in a lot of ways.
Okay. Godfather, we're going to roll up to a hard break here. I do want to mention this. I remember my mother seeing me on TV doing the George Foreman fight. That was epic, no doubt about that. But I miss you. I love you. I hope to talk to you soon. Straight up, you have a great week, Godfather.
Let me know when there's another great event.
Oh, that one sucked last night, and you know it. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Let's be honest. Most businesses don't struggle because demand is low. They struggle because their back end can't handle growth. Leads come in, but follow-up is slow. Calls get missed. Appointments don't get confirmed. And everything lives in different places. So even when marketing works, revenue doesn't scale. That's a systems problem. Create Assistance fixes this by building a done-for-you CRM and automation system that captures every lead, follows up automatically, confirms appointments, and keeps everything organized in one place. And only after that foundation is built, AI voice and chat employees get added on. If your business feels chaotic behind the scenes, it's time to fix the back end. Visit createassistance.ai and book your call today. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be.
Celebrate responsibly.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract. Even if the panels are already installed, our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Guess you didn't tell Dad your family was coming.
Well, he never warns me when he is. So I feel like I owe him nothing.
When you're having to explain Married with Children jokes to your guests here in the studio, folks, or maybe we're a little bit disconnected here. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look in the world of boxing and MMA. Let's go back to the fight in Australia. Errol Spence, of course. Errol Spence is the guy that got tossed out of a car at 115 miles an hour. I wasn't drunk. Yeah, he was drunk. Of course, he was booked for a DUI afterwards. And guess what? This, I don't know if you knew it, but what set that up precipitated that was he got into a beef at a bar, at a club, and he pulled out a gun. The guy pulled out a gun, and somehow the guys were chasing him. The guys were chasing him. And he flipped the car over at 115 miles an hour. And then there's a picture, there's a movie of him when he gets thrown from the car. Evidently, the idiot's not wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so who goes out drinking in a white Lamborghini?
Who has a $10,000 pistol?
Yeah.
The pistol was worth the pistol. It's a $10,000. It's like Floyd Mayweather and them watches. Yeah, this guy's buying guns.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He's somebody that obviously shouldn't drink. I mean, yeah. In a white Lamborghini.
From that point forward, Jerry Jones got involved. I don't know if you know who Jerry Jones is, but he owns the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah.
So he got involved, and what he did was he made it to the point where nobody really examined Errol Spence, not serious neurological exams. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So they did the cursory exams on him. They never did anything serious, and they only did the cursory exams, and I think they did that on purpose because they knew he couldn't pass the real neurological exams. I mean, if you haven't got brain damage being thrown out of a car at 115 miles an hour, and landing on your head, you don't.
He's definitely changed. Even the way he speaks, he's slower. He's a little off. And I thought he looked.
Somebody tried to blame that on weed. Can you believe that they tried to blame that on weed? Tony, you and me know a little bit about weed.
You watch an early interview with him, and then I thought he looked terrible in the Ugas fight, and that was back in 2022 or something.
Okay, so he's shot beyond belief. Is he down there in Australia yet? Have they left?
I would assume so. Yeah, it's coming up.
It's about 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, well, maybe
26, something like that. 26, 24, something like that. Is this a battle of two shot guys?
I don't know if Zou. I think Zou's got something left, and Zou puts his punches together pretty well when he's on a roll and he's kind of flowing. So I think Spence is gonna get knocked out in this fight.
I'm not doubting you on that one. But what I'm trying to say is that Tim Zou is like, I think he's like broken China, and you can't put the pieces of China back together.
I think the Murtaz Aliyev fight completely shook his confidence. That was a beating.
And here's what's up. You and I thought that we're big things out of that guy, and of course you think his victory was underrated.
I think Josh Kelly's good talent. I think he lost his confidence at a certain point, but he's come back pretty strong, and he might upset people yet.
Okay, Jesse Rodriguez. Everybody's making a lot of noise about Jesse. I'm not making all that much noise because I think if he was a fight in the Noah and Noah, he'd get lit up like a White House Christmas tree. The matchups. Too much of a jump. And not in size, but in class.
I don't know about that, but I think the size is going to be a difference here. Inouye's solid at that weight, and Bam just looks a little too small.
But he's 32 going on 33. When's he going to start to show some signs of fading?
Well, I think he's already past his prime, Inouye. Yeah, I think he peaks at bantamweight. So I think he still looks good at super bantamweight. But featherweight's going to be a tough.
Do you know what Japan's holding out for? A second Nakatani fight. They want to do the Nakatani-Inouye fight again.
I wouldn't mind watching that again. I think it'd be more of a firefight.
Huh?
Yeah, I think it'd be more of a firefight the next time
around. But here's what's up. We had Rudy Hernandez on the show, of course, the trainer of Nakatani, and he said, and Daly was in the other room. Bailey turned a whiter shade of pale. Okay, when he dropped the F-bomb like 7 times in like 30 seconds, Bailey was like freaking out, like looking at me like, "Oh, we were gonna." Oh. I mean, you didn't. Neither of us. And I kept telling him, "I said, Rudy, I said when I say the F-word on the show, I say muck. I make it the F-word. I made the F-word the muck word, right?" Yeah, and he goes, "Oh, F it, blah blah blah." And he continued, did it some more, so I couldn't even school him about that.
Rudy. He's funny.
But what he tried to say was that. That Nakatani had a broken bone, a broken cheekbone. He broke his. He got either he got butted about somewhere in the fight. He got butted, or a punch when he won or the other. But the bottom line is, he had a broken bone in his face, like a broken orbital bone. I still don't think he showed no want that night. While Nakatani didn't show the desire, like man, I want to go out here and show Japan I'm the best.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they both were kind of respectful of each other.
Respectful or like,
they both realized what was coming back at them. I think they knew one little mistake, and I thought it was pretty high quality stuff. But I don't think they'll be playing around so much in a rematch.
They better not, because I think that would be a hard sell for me to. I mean, if I wanted to buy it and watch it again, I don't know, man. Because here's what's up. Nakatani never stepped across that line. Let me tell you, there's a line in the ring. There's a line in the ring, and it's an invisible line. You know what I'm talking about, the invisible line.
You
step across that line into danger.
Yeah.
Into possible peril. Okay. He never did that once. He didn't want to win that fight as bad as I wanted him to win that fight.
Right. I thought in the later rounds he started to let his hands go, and he was looking good up until there was a headbutt against him.
Broke his bone.
Yeah, and after that, Inoue hurt him, didn't he? Legitimately.
Yeah.
But I thought he was in a nice flow around the ninth round. He was looking pretty good.
Okay, who's the best fighter in the world right now? Is there one?
I think Inoue still. I think he's still the best.
How can you say that when David Benavidez has smoked the cruiser? David Benavidez beat up a guy that Canelo ducked. Everybody dug Zerto Ramirez. Nobody wanted to fight him.
Zerto was nothing special.
No, I understand that, but they ducked him. And they could have made a big Mexican showdown at one point in time and made a lot of money. But, Zerto was dangerous for Canelo.
He was a good fighter, but I don't know.
Broke his face, bro. Broke bones in his face. Yeah. I mean, he beat him up. He
stick the elbow in there as well.
Yeah.
I think he was beating him up.
Between you and I, he does throw a nasty elbow, doesn't he?
That was pretty brutal.
I threw a Am I going to admit this on the air? The statute of limitations is over with. I threw a nasty forearm.
Okay.
I would hook off the jab.
Instead of
throwing a hook, I'd throw a forearm. And I catch guys with almost just
the forearm's one thing, but the elbow is kind of a...
No, the elbow and the forearm. But what I'm trying to say is I catch him with the elbow and the forearm. Yeah. So it was dirty.
It was dirty.
It did what you had to do. I remember one time my mother said to me, she goes, if you're going to continue to fight, she goes, you've got to train harder. I said, what do you mean, Mom? She goes, well, you lost that fight. I lost my first fight, a split decision. So I lost my first fight. And she goes, yeah. I said, yeah, Mom, I lost a split decision. She goes, yeah, but you didn't lose because a guy was better than you. She goes, you lost because you got tired. She goes, you're not going to embarrass me or the entire family going out and fighting like that. And I'm saying, what the hell is she talking about? Embarrassing the family? What's Mom talking about? So she became my running coach.
Okay.
She drove the car. I thought, it's just chain smoking old white lady. You know what I'm saying? I said, yeah, she goes, I'll be your running coach. Said, yeah, who'd you talking that to? Me and Chris decided I was going to be your running coach. I said, and you're going to run with me? She goes, no, I'm going to drive the car. She goes, well, I'm going to make sure your ass runs.
Yeah.
And when I slowed down, she would hit the horn, this and that. She was a bit of a pain in the ass. But David Benavidez, I really think he's a special fighter. The fact that he was ducked at 68, he was ducked at 75. I mean, your boy Bivol don't want to fight him. He went and got a doctor's note.
I agree. Yeah. And Bivol seems to, isn't he fighting Callum Smith now? He's not fighting Better Beard.
But he went and got a doctor's note.
Two fights in a row with Better Beard. I'd probably go to the doctors afterwards as well.
But still.
So the fact is, if he's not scared of Better Beard, I don't think he's scared of Benavidez.
Oh, I think Benavidez is head and shoulders above Better Beard.
At this point.
No, I mean.
A few years ago, I'm not so sure.
Listen, the potential was always there. I watched this kid destroy Gennady Golovkin at the age of 16 years old. I watched him spar down there in San Diego. I said to myself, what is going on? Boom, boom, boom. I mean, lighting up with 3 or 4 punch combinations. What is going on? And you see Golovkin's head shooting around like a pinball machine. I'm sitting there, what's going on here? Maybe Gennady's just having a bad day. You know what I'm saying? Triple G's having a bad day. So I came back. I think we went to Tijuana, and I think I came back the next day. Same thing.
Yeah. Oh, he's definitely a talent. There's no doubt about it, and he wants to be great. I mean, he wants to fight everybody.
But yet you don't have him at the top of the list.
I just haven't seen him at that top level. I've seen what Bivol can do against Canelo and Beterbiev. I haven't quite seen.
Are you serious?
I'm sure he
can. Are you trying to say that Canelo Alvarez would be a legitimate fight for him?
Oh, not at this point. No. I think back then he would have been. Yeah, I think it would have been a tough fight. But
I think that would have been the time to fight Benavidez too when he was green,
a few
right?
Years back. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, 3, 4, 5 years ago. Now he's kind of he's on a roll, isn't he? But yeah, Bivol fighting Callum Smith seems to be. If he's not going to fight Beterbiev, he should be fighting Benavidez.
Okay, let's go back to the Oleg Usyk Rico Verhoeven fight about a month and a half ago for the world heavyweight title. The guy was 1-0 as a pro, a kickboxer, and those kind of good stuff. I had him up 7-3 when the fight was stopped.
I was exactly the same.
7-3. And did you think, have you ever seen a world heavyweight title fight stopped in between rounds?
No, that was a bad stoppage.
That was a fix.
It was. I don't know if it was a fix, but
you don't think that was arranged? You don't think that was the referee trying to save his bacon?
I don't think so.
I think you're naive.
Like last night's fight, I think Usyk would have gotten him out of there anyway, just like Abdullah Mason would have done had his opponent gotten up. So I think it was over, but he didn't.
The other guy was up.
Yeah.
The referee stopped it.
Oh, he was, yeah. But would he have lasted the rest of the round?
Probably not, considering he came in on 2 weeks' notice or less than 2 weeks' notice and gave it his all and won the first 5 or 6 rounds, you need to give him that benefit of a doubt,
for
man.
Sure, I agree. It was early.
They didn't. I mean, I thought that was really, really bad.
I thought Mason looked great in the second half. I was super impressed the way he came back. He was attacking.
He was attacking. He knew what he did was, the key was working downstairs.
Yeah.
I mean, the body work. And once he hit him in the body, that was like,
he just got mean. Earlier in the fight, he was trying to catch him, but in the second half of the fight, he was going at him. Yeah, he dug it out of himself. Yeah.
But you've got to have that. I try to tell people, nice guys don't do well in boxing.
No, of course not. No,
they don't.
So
somebody said to me, how can you say that? You were never a nice guy? I said, listen, when I sparred with guys, I was looking to beat them up. I didn't learn anything, so why would you do that? Because when I'm sparring, I'm trying to spar at the same speed that I'm going to fight at. You don't spar slow and then go in there and fight fast. I mean, it just doesn't make sense, okay? So I would go in there, and plus, I looked at all the other guys that took lickings in the gym, and that licking in the gym, that's where you get hurt.
Yeah, I can believe that, yeah.
I mean, Ali, the beatings he took in the gym, that rope-a-dope stuff.
People pound on him, man,
laying against the ropes, no doubt about that. Yes. All right. Where does Ray Leonard stand as far as the greatest welterweight of all time? Do you think he is?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't bet against him with anyone at welterweight in history. I think
he would be one of those clutch fighters. Ray Robinson told me? Ray Robinson told me that Ray Leonard was, quote, a younger, faster, harder hitting version of myself at welterweight. Is he admitting that Ray's a better fighter?
Maybe, if that's what he said. Yeah, I mean, Leonard at his best was something else. I wasn't a fan of Leonard. I was a Hagler fan. But watching that
Davey Boy Green fight. Oh my God, that was like the knockout of the century.
He was a serious killer in the ring as well, Leonard.
Oh
once
man,
he got somebody hurt.
That
pretty boy faces.
Smell blood.
Yeah. He was a sharp.
You know what's funny is that, of course, he admits that he lost the Hearns rematch. He admits that. Yeah. Pretty bold about that, of course. And he also talks about making Durant quit in that fight. He didn't make Durant quit. He frustrated Durant to the point where Durant said no mas, or he didn't say no mas. He just said it's over with.
And then
everybody else took it up as no mas. But you look at the end of the day, Ray Leonard, Tommy Hearns, Roberto Duran, and Marvin Hagler. Will we ever see another era like that in boxing?
Probably not at this point. I mean, they were talking about the likes of Haney and Garcia and Teofimo.
Do you think Haney's gay the way he holds on to guys? is it just me or does it look like he's got a thing for guys? When he hugs on the guys, he's hugging them like he loves them.
Yeah, no, he does like it. It's part of his game, isn't it?
Which totally takes away from anything he does, the rest of his game.
I think he's a good fighter, Haney. I mean, yeah. We'll see. I was impressed with him in his last fight because I wasn't expecting him to win that one.
Did he grab and hold in that fight?
Against Brian Norman? He probably did late in the fight, actually. He faded again, didn't he?
In other words, the first 5 or 6 rounds, he looked like a guy I would want to see. But once he starts grabbing and hugging and doing that gay love in the ring, I don't want to see it. Let's roll to a break. Barry Rabbit's in the house. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
This important consumer alert is from the Credit Repair Hotline, a national service designed to help people improve their credit scores. Are you paying high interest rates because of your credit rating? Wouldn't you like to be able to qualify for a better car loan or mortgage rate? Would lower monthly payments give you more financial flexibility? If you're finally ready to fix your credit problem, you need to call today and get a free consultation from the Credit Repair Hotline. In one fast and easy call, we can pull your credit rating and show you real solutions how to improve your credit. And again, this is part of a 100% free consultation. Learn how you can save money on everyday purchases by having a better credit rating. And it all starts with this free phone call right now.
800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. 800-413-6214. That's 800-413-6214.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I'm sorry, I am not like you guys.
The average white man, of course, they retired. They did a gig a couple months ago for charity, I think for sickle cell anemia, something like that. Vern, Brent Carter, of course, and the entire crew. Of course, Brent is now the lead singer of the Commodores, having taken over for Lionel Richie. Of course, Barry Rabbit's still in the house, of course, the British boxing hair, our British boxing expert. And he's bringing up a guy by the name of, it's probably not going to be a tough name, Terramona Terramona. Is he Samoan?
I know he's Pacific Islander, but he's Australian. Yeah, yeah.
His birth name was Terramona Sampson Jr. Leon Terramona.
Yeah, yeah. He's going to be a superstar, I think.
11-0, 11 knockouts.
Big personality, big punch. Like Tyson Fury with a punch. He does the.
Is he big as far as tall is concerned?
Yeah, he's 6'6", and he's a big boy.
You know the problem. You know what the knock on Samoans is, right? Endurance, stamina. It's always been there. It's always been there for their.
David Chua could fight all night.
Yeah, but there again, he became when he was knocking people out, he was 215 pounds. Then he was a throwing Samoan at that point in time. Yeah, then as he gained all that weight, he became the slowing Samoan, and he couldn't throw the punches.
Yeah, no, he was
against Lennox Lewis. He didn't win a minute.
No, at that point, I think he's past his prime, wasn't he? But he was, in his early days.
Remember Lennox? I was in the dressing room with Lennox after the fight. He was beating on his chest. He wasn't spit with an H.
That was one of Lewis's best performances, actually. I thought
he won every second of every.
Yeah, and I wasn't expecting that.
Everybody thought that Tua was going to put up a good fight. No doubt about that. Is Terrence Crawford retired?
I think so. I think he's done. There's no point in coming back. Is there? There's nobody at middleweight. Middleweight would be interesting to win another weight class, a belt, another weight class. But there's nobody there.
Xander Zayas is going to move up to 160. He's doomed there, isn't he?
Probably, yeah. I mean,
is he going to end up like Juan Manuel Lopez?
I don't know. I think he's a smart kid, so, but I, yeah, I don't.
He's smart now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
taking
yeah.
a few more liquors like that, he's not so smart.
Yeah, and going up to middleweight, he's not going to be quite so big as he is. He's going to look a little smaller.
Straight up, Barry Robinson, Studio Barry, I thank you so much. When you come in, man, it's like priceless. Thank you.
Yep, my pleasure.
This has been another edition of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA for Get Better Than 42 Years Now. Of course, we come to you live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and YouTube every Saturday and Sunday at 11:06 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 2:06 p.m. Eastern Time. Live right here on the Sports Byline channel, U.S. Sports Byline USA channel, both on Twitch and YouTube. Until next week, my producer is the great, impeccable one, Bailey Peck. Thank you so much. Everybody else, take care.